For more than a decade, FTI has strived to become the leader in the aftermarket performance transmission and converter industry. We've joined forces with McLeod Driveline Components under the leadership of top fuel funny car pilot Paul Lee, and now have a larger distribution network, more resources, and more power. Come see us in the pits and ask how you can join the FTI family. It's not cheating. It is the competitive edge.
Full motorsport on the planet. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro. This is WFO Radio.
Hey everybody, WFO, the WFO Parade of Champions continues. We're about to dive into it with our Vortex Superchargers Top Dragster World Champion. Jeremy Hancock going to be joining us, one of the toughest world championships to win, really fast bracket racing. Top Dragster, one of my favorite categories. Then again, I always say that. Before we get to Jeremy, though, I want to touch on the people who make it possible. You also already heard from FTI Performance Transmissions and Torque Converters. But let me tell you about Total Seal Piston Rings, TotalSeal.com, the leader in ring seal technology. If you're going to refresh your engine, if you're looking for that hidden horsepower, we encourage you to listen to the podcast that we host. But call the folks at Total Seal. They say make them your first call, not your last, and they'll help you unlock that hidden horsepower. Foggit, that's right, Gary Stinnett's new company. If you're going to spend a ton of money on building the most high-performance racing engine, why would you not spend very little money to protect it long-term, especially when you put it away for the night in that race car trailer where it's humid and there's condensation and the inside of your cylinder walls. So much science and technology goes into protecting them, and you're destroying them. You're destroying them. So get a can of Foggit. Go to Foggit.com to find out more information. Bernie's Speed Shop. This is Josh Hart's business up there in Ocala, Florida. Bernie's.com. Check out their social media. They are buying and selling. They do consignment. They have got a great inventory of muscle cars, but they can also do a frame-off restoration. They can tint your windows. So go to Bernie's.com to find out more information. And Phillips-Connect Smart Trailer Technology. If you have got a fleet of vehicles going over and over the road, you can email me, joe@wforadio.com, and I can help you get connected with the folks at Phillips Connect. Later on in the show, I'll tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. I'll tell you about samtech.edu, and of course, my buddy Marvin Rodak with that great coffee, hot sauce, and spice rub. But right now, it is time to bring on our world champion, Mr. Jeremy Hancock. Jeremy, welcome to WFO. Congratulations.
Hey, Joe. I appreciate you having me today, bud.
No, I'm excited. 2023 is here. It is upon us. And we get to look back at your 2022 World Championship. So why don't you, walk us through. I like to go back to this time a year ago. Were you trying to make a championship run? Was this the year you go out there and get it done? Or did it kind of come together by accident? Walk us through your plan for 22. And was a championship on your mind?
Well, not at all, really. I've never chased NHRA points at all. We've always just kind of stayed local, bracket racing, local tracks. And really, that's been our main focus forever. And when our track next door, Atlanta Dragway, I live right behind it. So when it shut down, we had to make a change. And my little boy wanted to do the Lucas Oil stuff. So if I was going to haul him across the country, I was going to run too. So we started out with a bang and got him at South Georgia. And just kept on rolling from there and got them at the Baby Gators in Gainesville. So then I didn't really realize the position we were in. So I had a push from some guys, Sherman Adcock, Hugh Meeks, and a bunch of others. But they was like, dude, you got to chase this thing. So that's where our 22 really began, is just going out to have fun with my son and lucked into some big wins early on. So
started off hot. That's so important. We say it every year, and very often, we've spoken with all the champions pretty much every year as best as we can, and a lot of them start off hot one reason or another.
Oh, absolutely. Usually I'm a late season runner, even in local points over here at Atlanta and just everywhere we've ever run. And to start off good is a change for us, but it was much needed for sure.
Yeah, and what a season it was. So you got those early race wins. You're able to get out there, but there was a great competition all year long. You had threats coming from all around all parts of the country.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We we knew that we had to go to some nationals. We did really good on our divisional score. I didn't know much about the point system, NHRA's Lucas Oil Drag Racing point system. So I had to lean on some folks. Austin Williams, he helped me out a lot. And just like, dude, this is what you got to do. This is what they got to do. And he's like, you got to get to some nationals. You're going to have to go. So unfortunately for us, those were mostly pretty far away for us. The closest one was St. Louis, and we went there. And my buddy Jimmy Mayfield, which is about 30 minutes north of me, he let me take his dragster. We got a top dragster, but it's not a typical top dragster. It's really just a fast bracket car. So I definitely needed the extra horsepower to go out there and compete and qualify. That was our main focus, was getting qualified.
That's, to me, that's interesting. It's just another angle. This championship of yours, and I don't want to say it's a group championship, but you said it, right? Like, a lot of people stepped up to help you, to get to your races, give you opportunity, give you cars that could qualify. You know, you're on the other side of the country. This was, in many ways, a team effort to get you to this position. I know it wasn't easy, but when you think back, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but I can't imagine like what that feels like to have so many people who pushed you. I know Bob Locke has got a similar situation too. It wasn't just you going out there and kicking everybody's tail. You had a whole team behind you.
Oh man. Yeah. I had the best team behind me. My family, they sacrificed so much for us to do it. We put stuff off and shuffled money around and borrowed money and whatever we had to do to get there. So, and just the people that believed in me enough to let me take their race cars. I mean, we're talking, I've been 680s, and they just give me a car that goes 6.0s if you want to, 590s if you want to. And like, okay, you can drive it. I'm like, man, if I wreck this thing, I can't pay for it. If I blow it up, I can't pay for it. But, it made me feel really good that the racing family stepped up and knew how much this meant to me, and they gave me the opportunity to pursue my dream. So, and that was Mr. Jimmy Mayfield and Robert and Rocky May. So those are the guys that let me borrow their Pro Charger whips to compete.
Well, guys, thank you very much for doing that for Jeremy, and that is the drag racer community. It is amazing. Yet and still, though, Jeremy, the stress of that, right? Like, I can't pay for it, guys. This thing, my dad always said, don't borrow anything you can't afford to pay for, right? But it is a little bit different world these days. It's just different. Like, I think racers are, they want to be a part of something special, and those guys are now because of it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm grateful to them so much for doing it, because they didn't have to do that. And they shut their businesses down, both of these families, and went across the country with me. So it's just a cool thing, man. Wow. Really cool to see it all come together. And they wanted me to win it as much as I wanted to win it. So they gave me great equipment too. I mean, we semi'd in St. Louis and broke a transmission in Mr. Mayfield's car. And then the final race in Pomona, we semi'd. We just had a bad run in the semis, but that's just the way it goes, man. And it was cool. It was a cool experience.
So talk about that. Like, let's go down the stretch. And I'll be very honest, you know, like, it all blurs together for me in certain things, but then there are moments that are just burned on your brain forever. Tell us about some of the tough runs over the course of the season that made the difference. And maybe you didn't even know that they were making the difference at the time.
Where it really hit was at Gallatt when we won the division race there. We had run it up at Rockingham. I'm sorry. Let me take it back to the first. So we won South Georgia. We won Gainesville. And then Rockingham, we went and we runnered. Well, I'm sorry. We went to Reynolds, and my dad beat me in the quarterfinals. And then we went to Rockingham. We runnered up. And then Gallatt, we won. So we had a pretty good division record going, and everybody's like, man, just push to go to the nationals. And we was actually scheduled to go to the fall fling in Bristol, Peter and Kyle's spring fling bracket brand. So
sure,
we was planning on that, and after Gallatt, I was like, dad, the next weekend was the Fling, and I had already planned to go. And I was like, we got to chase this thing. And he said, well, enter Charlotte. We just won't go to the Fling this year. And I said, all right, that's what we'll do. And we went to Charlotte, too, and we won, man. So that was my first national event win.
Wow.
And just snowballed from there. We just kept it going and realized we needed to go to another national or four, wound up being four, and kept it rolling. Man, I met some great people, too. Out west, man, those guys are awesome. I met just a bunch of great folks.
That's the thing. And I'm lucky too, right? I get to travel as an announcer and meet all these people and the average person, you know, the regional. It makes sense. It takes a lot of money, a lot of time, effort, closing businesses, like you said, to get out there and meet all these folks. So first of all, your dad beat you. In the year that you won the world championship, your dad beat you in a race. That's pretty cool for him.
And he was sick about it.
Yeah.
That's just the way we are though, man. When we race each other, it's racing. The first time I raced for a Wally was against my father. And he said, son, I want you to win this more than I want to win it, but you got to earn it. So that's just the mentality of him. And I appreciate it, though. And I didn't want anybody to think that he had given me something, and he didn't either. But we was in a position to win the Jegs All-Stars. And he was like, I'm not going to let you win. So I'm going to beat you. He told me he was going to beat me, and he did. He wore me out.
Good. Good for him, Dad. Good for you, Dad. That's it. That's what makes the kids tough, right? You can't let them win. And, oh, by the way, you're an adult now, too, and you know how to take a whooping. It'll happen from time to time.
He said, I whoop your ass when you're a baby. I'm going to whoop your ass now. That's what he told me after we run.
I love that. And that's why drag racers are so tough. So let's get out to the point where, you know, now you're out west. Tell me about the moment you became a champion. Where, you know, what was it? Were you in the car? Did you turn on a wind light? Was it over the top? Were you in the pits? Somebody come up to you. Tell me about the moment where it was like over and you went into, I am now a world champion mode.
Man, I'm still not in world champion mode, but I guess when it really hit was when I heard that Aaron Stanfield had blew his motor up. We were standing at the finish line and he won the round. This is at the Vegas National. And my buddy Robbie, he went out there with me. Me and him drove the motor home and stuff out there and had a great time. But he blew his motor up and it was catastrophic. He said word got back to us that he wasn't going to fix it. He wasn't going to compete at the divisional the next week. So me and my dad, there was only one more guy that had a shot, and that was Alan Kenny. And he's a former world champion. And, you know, he had a tall order. He had to, you know, win and semi at least to catch us. But I didn't put it past him. And I had to come back to work actually before the division race. So we was at the Vegas National. I had to come back work that week before I could go back to Pomona. So we're sitting in my shop actually and watching it on NHRA TV. And Alan Kenny wins first round, and we're out there. We're starting to build a Corvette roaster, which we just finished this week. But man, we just worked all day on that thing and just kept going. And finally, they come around for second round, and Alan runs Trey Vetter, and Trey turns on the wind light, and it was an exciting moment. It was just me and my dad in the shop, where it all started, and it was bittersweet, man.
Wow, that's amazing. Time to get tickets out there to Pomona to go to the awards banquet, obviously. And Al, didn't Al win Pomona? He got hot at the end of the year, right?
Oh, like, yeah. He's a bad dude. He beat me in the All-Stars, too.
Yeah.
He wore me out there.
50 yeah, years in drag
customer.
Racing.
Tough customer, for sure.
Yeah, no, he's one of the greats. He's one of the great, and great guy, and oh, great yeah. Super person. Nice guy. Personality. So you became a champion, and then you're going on the web to get some tickets out there to Pomona and come out to the banquet. We hung out there, had a yes, good sir. Time. You wore your Braves gear, you know.
Absolutely.
Nobody's perfect.
Absolutely. Oh, come on now.
I'm kidding.
You ain't got your Yankees flag back there no more.
Yeah, no, it's down temporarily. We're getting it dry cleaned and pressed. But but you got your world champion, your college football champion, Georgia Bulldogs back-to-back hat on. Congratulations yes, on sir. That.
Yes, sir. Go Dogs. But,
so you're having a good year.
Monday. Yes, sir. Hey, if it continues, they won it last year. world championship. We won the world championship. So I don't know. We're going to try it again.
Right. Okay. And that's the next question. Like, your first year chasing any kind of NHRA, anything, you win the world championship. That's just amazing. And also a lesson, I think, because we want, you know, I know there's a deal with quotas and only, you know, getting into some of these races is difficult, but if you, you know, you go through the process, you run the divisionals, you get out there to the right nationals, man, you can do it. To the bracket racers out there, you can do it. And who knows, you could be a world champion, but you are going to try to defend the title. You're going to go after it again.
I am going to go after it again. We've got a little more grasp on how everything works now. So we're going to go to the ones that we can. We've got a deal worked out with my buddy, Greg Hartman. He's built a blower motor car. So we're going to be driving it some, and especially at the nationals, we can't qualify, and going to try it out.
Yes. He's 680, right? That's it's so fast, except not in top dragster. And yes, it's just a challenge that, well, that's an extra level, right? The performance factor. You've got to be able to qualify. And some races will get 25 cars and it's all run, and there'll be a 720 car that wins it. And you go to the wrong place, you can't qualify.
Oh, absolutely. And you was talking about bracket racers earlier. I might be a world champion, but I could load this stuff up and drive 90 miles up the road to a local track to us, a Greer Dragway, get smacked around, wore out. Them boys up there don't play. So yes, anybody can do this. I promise you.
Yeah. I love the bracket racers, and I know about Greer, and I know how good they are. And there are a couple of tracks out there in the world where everybody is just a killer, and you got to be, you know, 00 dead on to have a chance, which is awesome. And that's probably why you were able to go out there and be so successful.
It's a lot, a huge part of it. Getting whooped around a lot, you learn a lot. So learn from your mistakes. I promise you that.
So who else helped you out? Thank your folks out there. I asked you beforehand. I hear you got an FTI converter in your machine. I tell the audience every week how high horsepower cars, fast cars, top sportsman, top dragster, there's a lot of FTI cars out there. So you got a converter. But who else? Who else is on board with Jeremy Hancock and help make this thing possible?
Par Racing Engine, Scott Duggins, man. He's amazing. He's a good guy and takes care of us, man. Makes good horsepower and love that guy. Sid Neal, also a great guy. He builds our transmissions. He's been doing them since I was 16 years old. So he's just a great guy. And we got VP Racing Fuels. They help us out. And Mickey Thompson Tires is a big supporter of ours. They've been with us for 7 years, and man, they're the best. Can't do anything without them. And that's really about it, man. We don't have very many sponsors or anything. It's just my family. They keep pushing. We keep working, and just love this sport. Little known fact, my wife, she also races. She's got a dragster herself. So we're a racing family. My son's in the junior. My dad still competes. My wife. So we love this stuff. 100%.
No, I love it. So where are you going to start out here in 23? Are you going to go to the Orlando Divisional, or what are you going to do? What's the starting off point for the 2023 campaign, Jeremy?
Yeah, the first week of February, we're going to Orlando, and then we'll run the complete Division II schedule, and we're going to throw some bracket racing in there, though. I missed out on a lot of it this year, so I just want to go back to my roots a little bit. So we're going to try to stick on the local level, too, and just keep plugging along, man. Wherever we can go, we're going to go.
Now, what's the family biz, Jeremy? What do you guys do in between racing?
I'm a firefighter, and I work at a dental lab on my days off from there. So I'm busy. My wife, she's a teacher, and my dad, he's a retired mechanic. So, and he also works at the dental lab that I work at. So, and I've got a great boss there. She lets me off whenever I need to. And all the guys at the firehouse, they knew what I was doing, and they stepped up and covered my shifts, which I worked a lot over the winter to pay them back. So that's usually what I have to do. I'll race all summer and work for them all winter.
Hey, whatever works. And I'll be in Orlando. I'll be calling that race. So I'm excited to get us started off. Not long from now, man, less than a month. We'll be back in action at Orlando Speed World. The Southeastern Division will kick things off for NHRA 2023. Jeremy, so great watching you win this world championship. I know we crossed paths a couple of times over the course of the season, but none better than that at that NHRA awards banquet where you had already been the champion and you could just have a good time. That was pretty great.
Oh yeah. And we did have a good time. I promise you that. That's nothing short in our camp. We're going to have a good time, win, lose, or draw.
That is awesome. Great to see. So I'll see you in Orlando. Thank you very much. Congratulations on winning the world championship. Most importantly, thanks for coming on WFO and making this appearance. We always try to do as much as we can to showcase the talent and the cool people in our Lucas Oil series and Top Sportsman, Top Dragster. And yeah, you did a great job of it here this year. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Man, I'm honored to be on your show, man. I appreciate it. Keep doing the good work.
We are trying. We're trying hard. All right, Jeremy, see you in literally less than a month.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
All right, you too now.
There he goes. Jeremy Hancock, your 2022 Vortex Superchargers Top Dragster World Champion. That is right. And the Parade of Champions will continue. So subscribe to WFO Radio. YouTube is a great way to do it. WFO Radio TV on YouTube. WFO Radio TV on YouTube. And we're going to catch up with all of the Lucas Oil Series champions. I want to send a big shout out to my sponsors, the people who make it possible, like Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. They've been a sponsor of WFO for a long time. Frank Hawley will teach you to be a super comp racer. We'll just give you a day experience driving a dragster. It's great stuff, called the Dragster Adventure at frankhawley.com. Marvin Rodak, Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com, the hot sauces, the spice rubs, everything good, tools, tips, information, grills. Go to the website, check it out, Rodak's Coffee and Grills.com, 817-924-6821. Samtech.edu, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Can start your education at full speed, learn to become a CNC programmer, amongst other things, at block, head programs. Motorsport EFI Tuning, samtech.edu. Plus Total Seal Piston Rings, FTI Performance, Foggit, Bernie Speed Shop, and Phillips Connect. These are the people that allow me to delve into the world of drag racing. And the day that you need them, you will remember them. And you'll think about WFO. It is very, very exciting. I'm super excited about it. All right, guys, that is going to do it for this episode. Remember, more coming. Hit the archives. We're going to have ourselves a great 2023 season. Thanks to Jeremy Hancock. Congratulations, champ. Great deal. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
This is WFO Radio.